Good morning to St. Paul's UCC. Welcome. We are here in Bowmansville, Pennsylvania. I was hoping my dad wasn't going to say it, and I was going to be the first one to say it. But here we go. All right, so I do feel really happy, though, as I look out here. There's a lot of people that are important to the church, but in particular to, like, myself, my mom, and my dad, the Grace House ladies. So I'm really happy to see that. As we walk through this Easter season, we're going to reflect not just on the resurrection, but everything that led up into it. The garden, the cross, and the empty tomb. It's a story of pain, sacrifice, and above all, love. So maybe today you're carrying something heavy. Maybe it's regret. Maybe it's a bad decision. Maybe it's the feeling that you've messed up one too many times. You're not alone. Let's look at one of Jesus's closest followers, Peter. Peter loved Jesus. He was bold, loyal, outspoken, but when the pressure came, Peter made a devastating choice. He denied Jesus. He denied him not once, not twice, but three times. In the moment when Jesus needed his friend the most, Peter gave in to fear. The scripture says that when the rooster crowed, Peter remembered Jesus' words and he wept bitterly. That's regret, and that's the weight of failure. But Easter changes everything. Okay, so after Jesus rose from the grave, he didn't go looking for the perfect people. He went looking for Peter. In John 21, Jesus meets Peter on the shore. He cooks him breakfast, and he asks him, "Do you love me?" Three times he asked this, one for each of his denials. And three times Peter said, "Yes." Jesus, he didn't scold him. He didn't say, "I told you so." He restored him, and he put him back on his mission. Why? Because that's who Jesus is. He knows that we fall short. He knows that we make bad choices, but the cross wasn't about perfection, it was about redemption. Romans 5:8 says, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." He died for us not after we cleaned up and not after we got it right, but while we were still sinners. So in closing, maybe you've made some choices that you regret. Maybe you feel far from God. But Easter is proof that your worst mistake is not the end of your story. Jesus took our shame to the cross, and he left it at the grave. Today and every day, you are not disqualified. You are loved, you're seen, and you're invited into new life. So let's live like Easter people, redeemed, forgiven, and deeply loved. Amen.